possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Luke Mortensen's mission is to find a way to replace missing bones in children and save lives. When I read those words, I knew I had to meet you. Thank you so much for being here today to talk about your work in regenerative medicine.
Well, thank you so much for having me, April. You know, I really think that's great, and, you know, we are trying to do our best, but to actually, you know, saying our purpose is to replace missing bones might be a little bit of a misnomer. You know, the children that have this disease actually do have bones. The problem is just that their bones are really frail and fragile. So this disease is called hypophosphatasia, or as it's more commonly known, the soft bones. And in fact, there's a foundation called the Soft Bones Foundation. So basically, with this case, most commonly in young children, or especially in the severe cases, the bones don't mineralize properly because they have a defective enzyme that catalyzes the mineralization of bones. And so essentially their bones end up being very soft and floppy, prone to breakage, and unable to support the body. And so really what we're trying to get after is to find a way to treat them with stem cells, in particular adult mesenchymal stem cells they're called, that naturally form bone from a healthy source, and infuse them systemically. And hopefully these new cells we put in will differentiate and help to strengthen the bones and allow these kids to have, you know, an opportunity to grow and develop normally.
How did you first learn about this disease or get interested in this line of work? Because there are a lot of different areas that you've been exposed to through, you know, your education.
So really, I was looking for a place where I could kind of combine the areas that I had some experience and exposure in over time and be able to, you know, to kind of ideally make a difference and to do something where I felt like the work was, you know, leveraging what I had to offer. It was actually really exciting because one of the first things I did when I came to UGA was, you know, as I was looking at these different bone diseases and ones that I thought would be relevant for our technology, I applied to a small seed grant opportunity with the Soft Bones Foundation. And I was fortunate enough to get that grant. And part of it, beyond just doing the research, which, you know, we've been working on, was I had the opportunity to go to a couple of the patient meetings and be able to interact with some of the people that had the disease and, you know, see how they were, you know, dealing with the challenges that they met, and even to meet some of the children. You know, and that, honestly, I never really expected to be able to specifically interact with people that had been experiencing something I was working on, because most of my life is spent in a dark room playing with mice, you know. So it's it was kind of a really incredible and you know, meaningful experience to have, and I'm glad that I was able to.
And what kinds of testing are you doing? Are you able to test any therapies on people, or are you looking at a very cellular level at this point?
Yeah, so primarily now we work with a mouse model for the disease. And so we're using, in this case, mouse mesenchymal stem cells that are isolated from, you know, young adult mice, and putting them into young mice that have the disease, and ways that we modify the cells themselves, or we modify the bone to receive the cells better, will be applicable to humans. And, you know, with a disease like this where it's an orphan disease and it's pretty severe, you have a little bit more opportunity to move from the animal model directly into the human case. So we're hoping that some of the things we're working on will end up yielding, you know, fruitful, positive results and allow us to be able to move in and maybe, you know, start making a difference for people.
And you talked about some of the microscopy that you're working with, and is that a special tool that you need to be able to work at this level?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the core focus areas for my lab is on the development of what's called a two-photon optical microscopy. And essentially in this case, we send in really high-powered light, but really small, short chunks of it. And what that does is allow us to really precisely discriminate what we're looking at from any of the surrounding areas. So we can do, even at a subcellular level, to some degree, deep inside of the bone and into the marrow cavity where the cells that we're transplanting tend to go. And, you know, the thing that's great about it is it allows us to visualize what's going on and to do that over time. You know, so we can track cells when they get there, how long they last, how they're interacting with their surroundings, if they do indeed start to become mature and change into bone-forming cells, and then if they're starting to increase the deposition of healthy mineralized bone, all those aspects of the transplant process we're able to directly visualize, which is pretty exciting and one of the things that honestly drew me to the area, you know, at the start.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
Today we've been speaking to Dr. Luke Mortensen, Assistant Professor of Regenerative Medicine and Engineering at the University of Georgia. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.